How do you prepare for an industry event as a freelancer? Coming up. Hello and welcome back to the Freelanceverse. Thanks for coming back to the channel. Nice to have you here. The year is coming to an end. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. I have a goal to reach 30,000 subscribers by the end of the year. If we could make that happen, that would be amazing. So, conference visits, this week's topic. Now, you have seen me going to conferences throughout the years. However, it has always been translation conferences, conferences in the language industry, right? While these are amazing, I love going there for networking, for like building your profile, getting your name out there, learning about the industry, etc. It's amazing. You should do that. But this is not really where your clients gather, right? For that, you need to go to trade fairs. Trade fairs are industry events within your area of specialization. While these conference visits are technically under the same umbrella, right? I'm going to a conference. At first glance, it doesn't really matter which one it is, a trade fair or an industry event in the language industry. But this matters a lot, I can tell you that. If you go to an industry trade fair in your specialization, it requires much more preparation, much more thought beforehand, much more focus, and a very different approach when you're there. I usually go to one, maybe two industry events per year, because it is kind of a big commitment, right? You have to invest money to go there, to stay there, but then also the time. Now I go for 3 days, but I also travel beforehand and after. So you also lose a lot of revenue if you are booked daily and you're usually working on your work. So it's quite a big investment. So I can definitely recommend to you at the beginning of the year, check out the trade fairs in your industry, decide which ones, one or two, maybe three, if you're really outgoing and this is your main way how you approach clients. So I did that at the beginning of 2023, and I saw that ISPO, in the International Sports Conference, the biggest one, I think, in the world, definitely in Europe, I'm not sure, is happening in Munich this year. And I knew that I really want to go there. I already tried last year, but it's quite a special event because you need to prove to the organizers that you're working in the sports industry in order to be able to buy a ticket. So I knew very, very much that I want to go there this year. And it's funny that it happens kind of at the end of the year, and I planned this at the beginning of the year, but that's how these things happen. You should always plan your business year as a whole and not think, oh, it's now January, I'm just going to go to one in February because it's already close, right? You really need to think which one is best for your business, and if it's at the end of the year, so be it. And once you decided which ones you want to visit, mark it in your calendar, check when the tickets go on sale. For me, it was in July, so when the moment happened, I bought the ticket, I arranged the train there, the hotel there, so everything is now set in stone, and now I can wait a few months until it's actually November, and I can start preparing for the conference. Instead of taking you along and do like a vlog type video of the conference, I want to focus it on the preparation for a trade fair for freelancers. So this is this video about. I'm going to take a break now for a few months, and in November I come back and show you how I prepare for this event.
So it's a few months later. I hope the lighting is okay. I'm on my sofa now and it's deep into November. The conference is going to take place in a week. So it's time to do some preparation work. I plan to spend about 3 hours of prep work for this specific conference because it's quite a long one, it's 3 days. So essentially what you want to do is you want to create a plan, right? The plan doesn't need to be structured, it can be very loose as you wish. For me, what it looks like, I would have must-see brands in there, must-see people, must-visit presentations, lectures, and my expectations and my goals. And then I will probably have a section for like afterwards, after the conference, to do some debriefing. I don't always do that, only when I take it very seriously. So this time I will probably do debriefing because it also has to do with reaching out to people I met there, right? I actually got an email from ISPO a week ago, more or less, that saying only 14 days left until ISPO. And it has a whole like how to get the best out of ISPO Munich, which is amazing. Like for any conference organizers, this is so good. And actually just today, another one came in that it's 1 week away with more infos. It basically tells you how to get ready, how to do business. If you're looking for a job, there's a job market. There are a lot of parties, apparently. Some key takeaways from the program, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I could technically just rely on this email and go and see what happens, but I do prefer to properly prepare. So I go on the website first of all. Here you can find the program. I'm going to do that in a second. But first of all, the most important part why I go there are the exhibitors. There are certain brands that I want to talk to, so I go to the exhibitors list. So we have 60 exhibitors per page, and we have almost 40 pages. So what's that like? Yeah, almost 2,400, a bit less exhibitors, which is insane, right? It is indeed the biggest sports conference in the world. I'm very excited to go. So what I do now, I can't go through these 2,500 exhibitors and check all of them out beforehand, right? But what I can do is there are already brands that I am currently working with, or that I have worked with in the past, or that I want to work with in a very close future, right? I have a few in mind. So the first thing I'm going to do is write in my planning which brands these are. All right, about 40 minutes later now, I have 16 brands down that match the criteria that I mentioned beforehand. That is great, but I do want to have more on my list, even though maybe I don't visit all of them, or I visit other ones by just walking around and being interested. But I want to have at least 30 on my list, 10 per day. I think that's a good amount to visit, because if I have 10 in a day, I can do probably like 4 or 5 in an hour. And my goal is to spend maybe 3 hours a day actually visiting exhibitors. So I don't want to just be there 8 hours a day visiting, because then I don't enjoy anything around it, the networking, the activities, etc. All right, I have 32 exhibitors down. I'm about 1.5 hours into the prep work. That's great progress, because the brand one is the most important one. So I spend half of the time prepping to see which brands to visit. That makes sense. Now let's move on to the people. There are a couple of people that I know already will be at ISPO that I know that they will be there, and I know them privately or like professionally or just through LinkedIn. And rather than just bumping into them and kind of like putting them on the spot, it can sometimes be a bit awkward. So if I already know or I suspect that they will be there, and just quickly send a message on LinkedIn, hey, I know, I've heard, or will you be at ISPO? If so, let's meet up for a coffee and do some catching up. And there are also some clients that I know will be there. So this I do now. I probably send out like 10, 15 messages on LinkedIn. And it just creates a nicer atmosphere, I feel like, once you're there, because you already have established, you already said, like, I will be there. So if you bump into each other, it's just much easier to get along and speak about it. All right, this is done. I spent half an hour on that. So total around a bit more than 2 hours now. So if I spend one more hour on programming, that makes sense, then I have 3 hours planned. Usually the website would have a program on it, also ISPO does, that you can usually already add to the calendar. But they sometimes also have an app, and ISPO has an app, so I will do that. But I'm just going to show you quickly what it looks like here. If I go on program, there are 4 stages actually. So this will be quite intense, because as you can see, there are several things happening at the same time. Always 4 things are happening at 10, 10, 10. Yeah, oh my God, so many things. What? Wow, okay. Like 10 different things are happening at 10 o'clock. This will be hard to choose, but I will do it in the app, because there I can create my own schedule, like mark them with a little star. So this is the ISPO app, which is, by the way, amazing. This conference, I'm so looking forward. I don't think I've ever been to a bigger and better organized conference than this. So let's check out what's here. Events, catalog, all events by date and time, I guess. Yes, so that's the program. As you can see, there is blue, purple, gray, and yellow events, and green events, and orange events. Okay, a lot of colors. Let me figure out how this works. So on Tuesday, it starts at 9:30. It's a bit unlucky that there is a masterclass and a lecture at the same time as a keynote, but I definitely want to see the opening of day one keynote, so at 9:30 I will go there. So until 10 I will be at the main stage, and then I probably do the whole, like, you know, I want to do 3 hours a day brand, like, go to exhibitors, as I mentioned before, but I think I will do that in the afternoon if I go already to a keynote that in the morning, and I know that there is like an award ceremony at lunch, so I definitely want to attend that. So let's look for something after 10. So for example, the PFAS roundtable from 10 to 12. I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so obviously not all or not many will be relevant for me, right? I need to figure out how can I either connect it to communication, some comms lectures, to localization, or just things that I'm specialized in, but maybe a lecture on the state of trade. That's very interesting. The state of trade is undergoing a significant relaunch for 2024. That sounds amazing, so I think. But also the future role of global institutions and brands on the main stage, the social impact potential of global institutions and brands and how organizers, I will go for that one. So I will stay on the main stage, actually. That makes sense. So from 9:30 to 11, I will stay on the main stage. Now, as you can see, this will take me a long time, so I'm not going to show you all of it. I'm going to go through it and then actually get back to you when I have my program together so I can show you exactly what I will be doing. All right, I'm through with it already. That went way quicker than I expected, but there were so many interesting events I just had to skip ahead because I can't like overbook my schedule. I already have 20 events in there, as you see. So I already told you that on Tuesday I will enjoy the opening of day one at 9:30. Then I will stay basically the whole morning at the main stage. As you can see, it all fits perfectly in the program. The future role of global institutions and brands, the future of the sector, and the German Sustainability Award Sports 2024. Then I will quickly go to the lecture room in yellow stage. How do we get Gen Z moving? Very interested in that. And then I have the whole afternoon free to visit exhibitors. There is a keynote that I want to see in the evening called ISPO Future Vision, New Perspective on Sports. And then there is apparently a vote sustainability party all night that I will attend. So that's day one. Very excited for that. Then day two, Wednesday, it's actually not in here, but I got a separate email that there will be a Munich city or like Messe area running event at 6:30 in the morning, a 5K. So I signed up for that. So I will go with some sports crazy people to on a 5K run. I'm curious for that at 6:30 a.m. And then 7:30 starts the EOG Industry Breakfast at the Green Stage. Very interested for that because there I can probably do a lot of networking. Then there are two panel talks, partnerships between sports brands and sports companies and partnerships between sports and the travel sector. I'm very interested in that. And another panel talk in the evening or the afternoon better, the top level management in German professional football. Of course, I need to attend that. And the sport talk, future talents in sports business. And then the last day I will start at 10 with a keynote that is gonna be very like spiritual, I feel like. It's all about courage and empathy, but I'm curious how they will deliver it. Followed by a lecture on the sports industry in China. Very interested because I don't know anything. I only work with European and American brands so far. Building brand value through better customer experience. I think there could be localization and communication in there. And then actually the last two could be very relevant for me because it's about product launches and presentations and communication and services around greenwashing. Very interesting. And then that's the last day done for me, and I will have to travel to Switzerland after that because I go to visit my family. So I'm not sure how long I will stay, but hopefully I can get some more exhibitors and networking in, have a last drink with everyone and then leave. So yeah, that's the planning. Very excited. A few days left. I will take you along and show you a few clips and hopefully I can reach my goals. Well, I haven't shown you my goals actually. How will I do that? I will show you the goals when I'm on the way there or when I'm there already, so you can kind of have an idea of what I expect and what my goals are of the conference. For you, it's gonna be in a split second. For me, in a few days. See you there.
So we just arrived in Munich in the hotel, and I think that's a good moment to talk to you a bit about expectations.
So when it comes to trade fairs like the one I'm here in Munich for now, for example, I really urge you to not expect a lot. Or how do I phrase that? You should hedge your expectations. I also had to learn that the first time I went to Stuttgart for a conference in 2018. That was, I think, first time for a trade fair, of course. I had high expectations. I didn't really know what to expect, but I thought if people invest time and money to go there, like something should come out of it, right? And then you are most likely going to be disappointed, right? Since then, I learned not to expect to find clients, not to expect to make amazing connections that will get me a lot of money later on. I'm really just here to for myself to learn about the latest technologies, the latest developments in the sports industry, in the sports retail industry, how brands are communicating, what is the future outlook of the industry, etc. And I'm gonna go in there with as little expectations as possible, and I think then it can only, you know, exceed my expectations if I don't really have any. That's my advice to you. Now, I have been to a few of these events, so I'm a bit further in this process, so I do put a few expectations on me, but still not too many. So while I give myself as a benchmark in terms of networking, I want that 10 people will know who I am after this conference. And I specifically word it like this, and not I want to meet 10 people, I want to talk to 10 people, because I will talk to many, many people, but oftentimes you just have little conversations. You ask about a brand, you ask about a product, but people will not remember you, right? So for 10 people, I want to try to make them remember me afterwards. And of course, I will follow up on LinkedIn through, if I make a meaningful connection, I will follow up the same day in the evening and say, it was really nice to talk to you. Here's my contacts. Let's keep in touch. In terms of finding clients, my only expectation is that I have 3 or 4 brands that I know either I'm already in talks with or I'm already in contact with a little bit, and I know I really want to work with them next year. There, the expectation is that I make the next step in this potential collaboration at ISPO. So I definitely want to go talk to them. I want to tell them I've talked to this and this person, and I'm in, you know, we will probably work together soon, or I'm not sure yet how to phrase it. But the main goal, the main expectation is really to enjoy it. I'm here for myself. This is one of the few conferences this year that I go just for myself. I'm not invited. I'm not speaking. I'm not for a brand. Just here to learn, take it all in, make connections, and enjoy the events. And now I'm here in the Wyndham Hotel in Munich, and it's the day before the first day of the conference. And it's just cool. I'm working here in the hotel beds today, and I don't know, I like these trips. It really does make a difference from your, you know, everyday working environment, and you can get out a bit. I can enjoy Munich. I was at Schloss Neuschwanstein yesterday, if my German viewers or other travelers know it. Absolutely beautiful spot. Really excited to be here and excited to take you along. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up of my goals. And I think the next shots will be from the conference, so enjoy. So that is my day one done. Now I'm walking home in a snowstorm. I don't know if you can see, it's all full of snow. That was amazing. I've never been to such a well-organized, huge conference. I mean, there are 11 conference halls. I still have by far not seen everything. But I really enjoy it. I met a lot of nice people. And now also just learned a lot, you know. It's just going from booth to booth, looking at the new technologies, looking at the new products, asking what texture, what textile it is, and they're also passionate about explaining, so it was amazing. And I wrote down a lot of brands that I want to reach out to, as well as speakers. The speeches were actually amazing. I'm usually not the biggest fan of conference speeches, but these ones were great. Now I need to head home, get some rest, because at 6:30 in the morning I have a running event. Probably in the snow, as you can see. I'm curious how it will go. Probably catch you then. Take care.
What an amazing event. Thank you, ISPO, for these 3 days. I reached all my goals and much more. I met so many amazing people, took so many photos of exhibitors. That's also a good tip. Take a lot of photos so you can reach out to the names that you see later on. Of course, I had to go see a Bayern Champions League game while I was there. What a stadium, the Allianz Arena. Beautiful. So yeah, full week all about sports. What a way to end the year. I will be back next year for sure. Now take care and see you next Monday for the final video of 2023.